post show.
Stopping the recording.
And we're back, bitches.
Saving the post show. Saturday night's actually, all right for the post show.
So I made it through the whole regular show. Now it's time to go destroy your toilet.
Oh, man, come on.
I'll be right back.
Can I follow you with the camera?
No, why would you do that?
I can sell it on certain websites.
Oh, that's true.
No.
It's for fundraising for the website.
Yeah,
for hijinks.
Oh my god. So, there was one more question that we didn't get to in the list here. From Mutant Enemy. Oh, this is the post show for podcast number 30. Hijinks and Sue podcast. If you're hearing this, you're on the vault at hijinksandsue.com. Vault.hijinksandsue.com. Thank you for your donations.
Man, I should have gone and taken a piss before he went and destroyed the toilet.
Sucker.
I'll just have to wait.
Yeah, forever.
Yeah, actually, and what I meant is I'll wait until I go
tomorrow
back outside
into my front yard. Yeah. Go pee on an ant bed out there. Mutant Enemy's question was, what do you think are the best training montages in a movie or TV show?
Oh, mine? Hands down, Rocky IV.
I haven't seen that.
What?
Or is that the new one was 5?
No, Rocky IV, where he's going to fight the Russian.
Oh,
Apollo Creed
okay.
dies,
Sorry.
And they show him, like...
Sorry.
That has ultimate montage, because they show the Russian training, and then they show Rocky training, and it's like, the Russian uses technology. And then they show, like, Rocky...
I punch beef!
Yeah, he's, like, lifting... he's, like,
punch
lifting the cabin. Like,
not the cow.
In the snow, and...
His trainer's like, Rocky, we should probably kill the cow first.
Yeah.
He's like, I bunched this cow in the face.
Well, no, but see, that guy's dead by that episode.
The cow?
No, the Mickey.
Oh, Mick, you gotta cut me.
But
Mick.
they show his like ghostly image in the background in the sky.
It's like a
Wait,
like Anakin Skywalker.
Or in the movie?
What?
He's dead
I'm
for real?
He died for real.
Yeah. Oh.
Use your
But they used his
Use the Force, Rock.
Vision.
Yeah.
Turn off your targeting computer, Rock. Use the Force. Listen to your feelings,
and then
Rock.
And the black trainer's like, hey, Rock, why did you turn off your...
Trust me on this, Wedge. I mean, Rufus.
I mean, whatever your name is. That's a good question,
He's
though.
He's in a briefing room when they're like, you're going to have to punch the Russian right between the eyes. There's a small exhaust port right between his eyes. I used to punch Russians all the time back home.
You know what would have been a good montage movie would have been like Star Wars, like the Return of the Jedi. If they had shown them like training before
instead
they went,
instead of just being good at it.
Yeah, instead of just going and doing it, like that. Well, I would have watched that.
I pulled up a list of the best training montages of all time.
Oh,
and number one, it reminded me. They're actually talking about the movie, but it reminded me of the show. A good training montage was from the Buffy episode "Once More with Feeling" when Giles sings "Standing in the Way." And Buffy's doing all the slow motion kicks and knife deflections.
Yeah.
That's a good one. It lists Nightmare on Elm Street 4, The Dream Master.
What?
Oh. That has the Dungeons and Dragons guy. Dungeons and Dragons was at its height.
Rocky 5.
Rocky 5.
Rocky 2.
No.
Rocky 1.
Wrong.
Rocky 2 again. Wrong. A reprisal of Gonna Fly Now. Rocky 3, a reprisal of Gonna Fly Now.
Wrong.
Rocky 4, Hearts on Fire is the name
Correct.
Of the song.
Hearts
Rocky
on
has been training in
fire.
Siberia, but is having a lonely time. But now Adrian is there to support her man, and Rocky's training harder than ever.
I gotta find that song.
Dirty Dancing? A Knight's Tale, which apparently features Lowrider. In A Knight's Tale?
That's, have you not seen that movie?
No.
The whole shtick of that movie is like the music. Yeah, kind of. The music and the way they talk is like present day, except
What's
it's...
What's up, bro? I'm Knight.
It's really weird, and Peace. I hated it the first time I watched it. It kind of grew on me.
Flashdance.
She's a maniac. Oh, yeah. Maniac.
That was actually...
I've never seen that
was
movie.
The pinnacle of montage. Like, I think that's what birthed the montage.
Sure.
You
why
know,
not?
Iron Eagle. Give me Iron Eagle.
Let's see. Rocky IV's on here again. Rocky's facing his biggest challenge yet. The Russian, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah. Karate Kid.
Dodgeball was a good montage. If you can dodge a wrench, You can dodge anything.
That's true. Tonk. That's a good one.
Karate Kid. I mean, yeah, Karate Kid when they, you know,
when they're training on the beach.
No, when they're training on the beach, when he's going through the tournament and he's fighting and they show the montage.
Oh, that's true. That's not training though. That's fighting already.
Well, whatever.
Mr. Holland's Opus when he's teaching the shark how to play the drums.
I don't remember that part.
Yeah. There's the shark from Jaws, and he's teaching him how to play the drums by banging on his head with a mallet. That's on this list. Let's see. Ghostbusters had a good montage. It wasn't training, but it was the montage of them busting a shitload of ghosts. Remember that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, okay. Okay.
Scarface's Rise to Power is a montage.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about good montages.
And I'm playing montage music.
Montage from Team America.
Yeah, well,
it's gonna take a montage.
We actually had a guy submit a level design portfolio that with his video game footage edited to that song.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I gave him props for that.
But you didn't hire him.
See, this is what's key in a montage song is you have to have the funky loud bass. Listen. No. Listen. Watch, you'll hear it here in a second.
What is this a song from?
This is from Rocky IV.
Oh.
This is when Rocky's training in Siberia. And they showed Drago, like, training the technology.
I must rape you.
He destroys.
Yeah, whatever he hits, he destroys.
I must penetrate you. Let's see. These aren't good. Bloodsport.
Oh my god, Bloodsport.
Yeah, fuck yeah. But again, that's not a training montage.
Kickboxer.
Specifically, this is a training montage? Is that...
Kickboxer is the B movie featuring dipping my hands in glass and honey and powdered sugar and donuts.
So not only has
like he makes French toast on his hands. Like,
well, I was going to say...
There's a dredge, and then there's a, you know, a fry phase. And
right.
Then, yeah.
Well, I was going to say...
He stands above the fryer and with, you know, the bread on top.
He lifts his... He lifts his hands to fight, and not only does he have glass, but there's bees circling around his arms.
Right.
In a very specific radius.
Yeah.
That is my bee radius. Turn that song down. I'm not training right now.
But we're montaging.
Yeah. Hard to Kill, Steven Seagal, and the chick from Weird Science. I don't remember that one.
When they're building, they're trying to build her in Weird Science.
Oh, right. No. It's a different movie. Of course, Karate Kid, we've already mentioned that. Kill Bill. Kill Bill, pretty good training montage with the guys standing on the sword.
Yeah, that's right.
That wasn't really
Kung Fu.
That was not a fast-paced montage,
No, but it was a training montage.
It was a training flashback. That was like 20 minutes of training.
Rocky as the dog pulling the sled. That's a good one.
That's part of
dog rock.
This is part of the same montage.
I know. It's just they keep listing it. I've read like 4 lists now. What are you doing? Leave this alone. You're breaking.
Oh, you're going to have this badass keyboard.
Fake guitar that's solo on a keyboard. Awesome. Dude, we really actually, did that's, eat that entire bag of chips.
Yeah.
Y'all are going to have to get some more.
That keyboard is very much like Ronald Jenkins. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Hey, YouTubes.
He's so awesome.
Hey, YouTube.
I have his entire album plus an extra single on. Yeah, it's
but
on my
no
iPhone
lyrics,
right now.
Right? It's just beats?
No. Well, actually, he has 2 rap songs. But the other ones are all just music.
I know
he's really
song.
Good. I wonder how much of a character
actually,
he is.
Actually, speaking of montages, he does a remix of the Rocky theme.
Huh.
It's pretty ridiculous.
So, that's it. That's all the montages. That was also our last question. Anything else? What are we going to fill up the next 10 minutes with?
Oh, did you see that porn video?
Oh, yeah. Joel.
All of them? Sure.
Safe for porn.
Safe for work.
Or safe for work porn.
I guess not.
Yeah, it was sponsored by...
Go to Geekology.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
You know the brand Diesel? Like Diesel jeans, whatever? Apparently, they're like 30 years old or something, and they're for their 30th birthday. It's their Triple X birthday.
Mother Boy Triple X.
But yeah, if you've ever seen the like safe for work pornography where they draw...
File's gone.
Oh, snap.
Oh, you can probably get it on their actual website.
Where they draw what?
They overdraw, like, on the porn. So, like...
They animate on top of the porn. So that it's not porno anymore, but it's still totally porno.
Like they add like a ribbon across boobs, but it's just like a shadow kind of.
No. Like,
oh, you draw like hot dogs and clowns and Batman.
Yeah, like, oh, she's going down on a banana.
Yeah. Okay, here it is. Is that Debbie Does Dallas or some shit?
Oh, it's a koala bear.
There's a koala bear. Oh my god.
Yeah, that's the best one.
The pinball is my favorite.
Holy shit. And where can they find this?
We'll post a link.
creativity-online/work.
This is amazing.
Yeah, this is actually really good. It's very well
done. They're covering up porn pieces with like maracas and violins and like artillery shells. And...
oh, that's beautiful.
Oh my god.
It's so borderline.
That is the
like,
best thing I've ever seen. What could she possibly be fingering? It's not a coin slot.
Oh, is that? Did we get to shaking the candy? The candy shaking, I love.
That is fantastic. All right, turn that off.
It's almost over.
Because they can't hear it. They can't see it. It's not funny. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you'll have to link this. It's
wonderful.
Very well done.
Oh, wow. That's actually kind of creepy.
Now, what's actually really interesting about that is that that video started as a Photoshop Friday thread on something awful.
I remember that.
Right. And some of the very exact examples that you see in there, Diesel actually went to that thread, found the authors of every single one of those images.
Wait, Diesel sponsored that?
Yes, this is for Diesel's birthday party.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah, they're 30.
Oh, goddamn.
Yeah. So they actually got permission from each of those guys that did the original artwork to animate all of it.
Holy crap. Gross and awesome.
That's fantastic. I would like to thank the internet.
Did you hear Nathan Fillion and Lex Luthor from Smallville
douchebag
are going to star in, I think it's going to be like between shows on FX or something. It's porn dialogue used in non-porn scenes. So they're going to be like acting real scenes but speaking porn dialogue.
Huh.
Michael Rosenbaum and Nathan Fillion.
That might be interesting. I might watch that.
It's weird.
Actually,
if it's all of like 6 minutes, like
that's supposed to be real short. Yeah.
Then I'll watch that.
Actually, I'm really curious.
To fix the cable.
Yeah, I'm really curious if we can ever have a show where you go the whole time without ever seeing Smallville. We should try it.
There's probably about 26.
We can do it for donations,
maybe,
like the Jerry Lewis telethon sort of thing.
It was about a guy. I said who he was. I forgot his name. Then I remembered it.
That was kind of like when they used to do the action. It was, I guess, the origins of Kid Robot. Not Kid Robot.
The fuck are you talking
Robot
about?
Chicken. They used to have like the little action figure, like vignettes that they would do, and they'd be like 4 minutes long, and they used to show them like on TBS or whatever. And it was like they would go into a kid's room and they would have all these toys laying around and they would come to life. And then they would do something.
You made this up. This is from your childhood.
No, it was like funny, but it was like they were really short and they didn't last for long. It was like around that whole time of like dinner and a movie and all that shit on TBS.
Okay, dude. I think you're making that shit up.
Well, you know what? Maybe you should smoke the same weed that I smoke.
Yeah, I think maybe that's your deal.
We should have brought some.
Unbreakable 2 is a possibility.
What?
Yeah.
I never thought that would happen.
But he broke. So
funny.
Said that Samuel L. Jackson said it was originally conceived as a trilogy.
Yes.
And it's possible that there would be a second one.
Yeah, but now his fucking cock is so big it's in his head and he's never gonna. Not him, I'm talking about
Shyamalan.
Yeah. Are you kidding? Like 3 of his last movies have been like ridiculously panned.
Yeah,
he's going back to something.
No,
that
but
he's still
egotistical.
He still sucks.
Yeah. But yeah, they
yeah, so it doesn't take away from the fact that he sucks balls.
When I left Unbreakable, I thought I hated it. And then we got it on DVD, and I liked it.
That is his best movie.
It took me like 2 rewatches to enjoy it, but I did not like it in the theater.
The detail in that movie is astounding. It's
such
a
as?
Work of art. Okay, so it's the story of two characters, Mr. Glass and Bruce Willis. Okay. If you really pay attention, Bruce Willis's visually, his storyline goes from all cold colors, because he doesn't know what he is, into warm colors as he's like emerging, he's waking up. Okay. Mr. Glass's story goes from all warm colors to all cold colors as
but
he becomes
evil
a
in the entire movie.
Well, no, he's not evil
as
a
kid.
His kid flashbacks are all rich and earthy and warm.
I see. And it's almost black and white by the end.
Like those two storylines, like color-wise, cross in the movie. Like,
I never noticed that.
It's there's so much detail.
Josh's brain
in that movie.
Is wired so wrong.
No, you, I lived with Mikey for like 3 years, and so I can't not see this shit anymore.
Yeah. It's very subtle, but it generally is very well done. It's much like in was it Hero, which was the Japanese movie that's told. It's like the same story.
Yeah.
Three times,
but like different events happen because people were lying. And
House
and
of Flying Daggers or Hero, one of those.
No, it's
one of
those. It's Hero.
And
it's
then
Hero.
They retell the story, but the color
changes.
The color changes every time because it represents like truth, lying, and like whatever. Yeah. And then
no, that was good. I would not watch that again because it wasn't interesting enough, but it was very pretty.
I watched it a few times. It was visually was amazing.
I'm going through my links here to see if I can find anything else that might be worth discussing.
Is that a little dog?
Yeah. This is from Knight Rider. They actually apparently got naked in the first episode for no reason. It still was horrible.
Despite that?
In the car.
Or because of that?
Dude, that was so fucking goddamn bad.
Oh, then you did see on the soup when they talked about the car being
the
like
passive
a real
aggressive.
Yes, okay, I did see that. I did see that.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
That was last night. How do you not remember what you watched
last night?
Wait,
so did you see...
I actually watched it this morning.
Did you see the soup last week then?
Yeah.
Okay, did you see the one about the puppet? The lady who was telling the joke?
On the Rachel Ray Show.
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Which one was that?
And then she
was
like talking about...
It was like a comedian with a puppet.
And she was talking about...
Oh, the really bad ventriloquist.
Yeah, but then she's like, and then that's why you shouldn't get a boyfriend, and then, or blah, 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 and then she makes a joke referring to that cop guy that killed his wife in New York.
Yeah.
And then, like...
Awkward!
Yeah, that really happened. And then, like, you can hear the audience go, like, oh.
Oh.
And it actually creates a vacuum in the studio.
Yeah, it was awesome. I've never...
Everyone died.
I've never heard one done that well in quite some time, because you can hear the...
What was his name?
Oh, shit.
The name of
the cop. Or the guy.
I don't know. He wasn't a cop. Oh,
she's like,
shit.
The puppet is like, because then your boyfriend's going to be the next so-and-so. And they're like... Oh.
Yeah, he
murdered a lady.
Yeah, he murdered his girlfriend.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of that person.
Is a
anybody
murderer.
Anybody on the forum? That is anybody?
It's not live.
Oh, fuck.
I can't remember his name.
Yeah, I can't remember
I know
either,
you're talking about.
God damn.
Ted Stevens. He's the guy that the internet's for tubes. It was that guy.
What?
He killed his wife.
No, that's not the same guy.
He said the internet was dump trucks
Peterson.
And tubes. Scott Peterson.
Scott Peterson. That's it.
Yeah.
Wow, that was good.
She's like, you're... Your boyfriend's gonna turn out to be Scott Peterson, huh? Huh? No,
no,
no. Oh, my nuts just twisted. Yeah, that's all very awkward.
He was actually trying to help police find her, and it turns out he killed her, and it was a really bad thing. And
awkward.
Yeah. I've been meaning to do a comic about this forever, but I just never got around to it. Brett Ratner wants to make a Guitar Hero movie because he's terrible.
Brett Ratner?
The Rat.
That doesn't make any goddamn sense.
No, in the vein of The Wizard, about kids that play Guitar Hero.
Okay, wait. Okay, here's my question.
Why aren't you going to star in it?
No.
Where do you sign up?
Okay, if I was offered, I would take
right.
the role.
I would listen
saying.
To what they had to say.
The up-and-coming star who discovers his true power through the beauty and soul of Guitar Hero.
And you'd be like... The Guitar Hero controller is so bad.
Well, actually, halfway through the movie, I'd be like, fuck this shit, I play Rock Band.
Yeah.
And then,
touched my breast.
Fired. That man touched my breast!
Yeah.
Denise, can you say that for us, please?
No.
Denise could be the little autistic kid.
So you play a little Mario, or what's, Double Dragon, or Contra?
That guy's such a fuckface.
No.
He ruined X-Men 3. That's all that really needs to be said.
The other thing that I read, I want to say it was him that said he should have made Batman, but Christopher Nolan did a pretty good job.
Wow.
Yeah,
what
that was
a douchebag.
Yeah,
yeah, it's pretty good.
What a douche.
Because he said, the article I read,
okay.
He said something like, you know, because when I was a kid, Batman was always my thing. I really think I should have made those movies, but, you know, Nolan did a pretty good job. And I'm like, you're terrible. Those were like some of the best movies ever. You're terrible. You're horrible.
Yeah, they're okay.
What's wrong with you, B-Rat?
Well,
you fuck job.
It still would have been better than Batman and Robin, but it wouldn't have mattered.
Blorg. That's true, but
actually,
that isn't really...
The thing I just left in your toilet was
having
better than Batman
penis
and Robin.
Having your penis accidentally amputated by Kit's glove box is better than Batman and Robin.
well, at least I didn't have to watch that movie again.
Yeah.
And then Kit starts projecting the movie on the inside of the windshield and you can't look away.
Take this, Michael. Suck on it. I hope you die. I don't have any more internet. Anybody got anything else?
No.
Not really. I gotta go buy beer.
What are y'all gonna do? Are you going home? Are you gonna come back in the next 3 hours?
I actually have
a friend who's coming.
Footage to watch here.
You have what?
Oh.
Episodes of Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, well, I'll watch it when I get back because a friend of mine's gonna come. But she wants a car pull over because she doesn't know how to get up here.
Where is she?
She's in Dallas. So
you have to go to Dallas?
What?
No. I'm going back to my place. I'm going to go buy beer and the stuff that I need. And she's going to meet me in my place. And then she's going to come back with me. So.
I see. I believe you. Hey.
Is it Stacy?
No.
Oh, that would have been cool.
I invited them, but I don't know. She might be working. I don't know. Or her boyfriend might be working, so. What are we looking for? Why are we?
I get the feeling the post show is over.
Okay. Let me send you a link. I'm gonna try and play this. A friend of mine just got a. I think this is what he's talking about.
Oh, and Jen might come. She IM'd me.
Dude,
I have no idea.
Jen is notorious for ignoring party invitations that say please RSVP.
She ignores office emails.
Yeah, she
lucky she knows about this party at all.
Yeah.
I asked her yesterday if she was going to come, and she was like, oh yeah, I forgot about that. I think I'm going to try and be there. And
I've sent her three emails over the past week about one thing,
right,
and
on
she still never responded.
We'll end the post show with this. Thanks for hanging out on podcast post show number 30.
Podcast
this is
post show.
My friend Justin made this after buying a new musical toy. It's either a new keyboard or a vocoder or something. And if you want to hear it, it's at gentlenews.com.
It's still loading.
Oh my god.
That needs to be my ringtone, like right now.
You have the Bluetooth.
I have Bluetooth. Can you put that on my phone?
Is it Cat Party?
Do you still have the recording of him doing this by himself, a cappella and harmony?
That's awesome. I'm gonna go running around with the sword now. Excuse me. I'm gonna play Wind Waker when I get home.
Shit, that's a good deal.
See that?